Okay, my name is Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 13th of October 2009 and the time's approximately 20 past 8 at night. Can you please tell me your name, your age and where you come from?
Helen Garnham, from Worksop, and I'm 17.
Okay, thank you. When was it you found out about the One Another Project?
Ages ago. College tutors told me everything and I thought, let's apply. Applied and didn't think about it again. Got an email, screamed a lot, managed to kick my dog and apologised a lot for kicking the dog and screamed a lot more.
Cool. What would you say was your inspiration for putting your name forward?
Tutors said that it'd be a laugh. I applied, thought, yeah, it might be a laugh. Didn't think about it anymore and here I am.
So yeah, so what have you decided to do for the duration of your hour?
Have a fancy dress party, because I'm cool. And I've got 46, 7, 8 people coming to see me from college.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a party.
So what is it you're going to be wearing when you go up onto the plinth?
What am I wearing?
Yeah.
A dress. Kind of zombie bride-ish. Not that I generally look like a zombie or a bride, but it'll do. Halloween-y, kind of Halloween time, I can deal.
And how about these other 48 people?
If they all turn up in fancy dress, absolutely everything. Mobsters, schoolgirls, pretty sure there's a fairy or two. I think Superwoman's coming, not too sure though. Whoever wants to turn up.
And what, so you're going to have a party, what kind of components are there to the experience?
Music, sweets, glow sticks, balloons, a couple of games, whatever I decide to do when I get up there. Just thought, don't plan too much and nothing can go wrong. Nothing's going to go wrong now.
Yeah. So what kind of stuff do you get up to at college?
Art, a lot of art. Sculpture, painting, fashion, all good.
What would you say, are there any recurring themes or what are the things that are of particular interest to you at the moment?
Fashion for me, but we do absolutely all sorts. Absolutely all sorts, like... It varies a lot from year to like week to year projects. Feels really funny. Feel it. How weird is that? That's real hair. I'm fascinated, I'm sorry. I absolutely love it.
So, what do you get up to in your spare time?
Music. Gigs. A lot of gigs. A lot of gigs.
Tell us about what kind of gigs are you into? When did you first start getting into music and
My sister's fault, completely my sister's fault. Music blasting from her bedroom, I'd say, oh, what's this? Such and such a band, we'd go and see them. I'd get bored, find a new band to latch onto, go and see them, get bored, find another band, and it kind of goes around like that. Pretty good.
What bands are you into at the moment?
Real Big Fish, I'm absolutely in love with at the moment. Absolutely adore them. Scar, quite good Scar. Quite enjoy. Hopefully going to see them, hopefully. Fingers crossed I get my ticket. But yeah.
And can you talk us through kind of the experience of like going to a gig? So kind of, you know, finish from college. What kind of
get out of college, go home, put a lot of makeup, use a lot of hairspray, turn up at a gig, get incredibly hyper. Obviously, energy drinks, nothing else. Obviously, turn up at the gig, dance around a lot, get really achy feet, go home, sleep a lot, turn up to college the next day feeling absolutely poo. And then on we go. Pretty good. I like.
And how often do you go to gigs? In a week or in a month?
I try and do at least one a month. Sometimes it can be two or three, depending. It depends on who's playing and where I'll go to. I'll go to anything. Someone will say, oh, there's such and such a gig, so I'll go. I don't, even if I'd not heard of them before, that's how I found my favourite bands on earth. Is because someone said to me, oh yeah, there's this gig, it's this band, I'd never heard of them before in my life, turn up, really quite like them, and then fall in love with them after that. Pretty sound.
What would you say are the most important things to you at the moment in your life?
Lizzie. I love Lou. My dogs. I love my dogs. I absolutely love my dogs. Really stupid names. Parsnip and Pudding. They rescue dogs. Got them from a rescue home and they gave us, German rang us, we've got, because my parents looked after German Shepherds, said, oh, we've got a German Shepherd coming, would you take him? So we went and had a look, said, yeah, we'll have him, but what's his name? We decided to call him Parsnip. dirty great German Shepherd called Parsnip. How much of a twit do I feel running down a field? Parsnip! Yeah, don't wash. Not very good. And then pudding is a little collie. Just as crazy. Real mad.
And what else do you get up to at home? So who's at home? And
Dad, stepmom, everyone. My house is pretty much free for all. Everyone. You just walk in the door, however many pairs of shoes there are, you're in. It's sound, actually. I quite like it. But a lot of college work at the moment. A lot of college work. So my life is pretty much taken over between college work and gigs.
And what kind of college work is it? Can you tell us a little bit about what you're planning on?
At the moment, because we do like separate subjects, like you have your sculpture lesson, your 3D lesson, stuff like that. At the moment in fashion, we're working towards a fashion show that we've got coming up, and then we've got the end of year fashion show. We're doing jewellery making in our 3D design, which is quite cool, and then we do illustration, which is working on stereotypes, which is quite good. So I'm gonna go up there dressed as some kind of goth bride person. I thought that was quite funny. Yeah, pretty cool.
And what hopes and fears do you have for the future?
I'm scared of that cherry picker. I'll be very, very honest, that looks horrible. I saw it, we came down this morning. I saw it, went, Lizzie, I'm not getting in that. There's no chance I'm getting in that. I'm getting in that, aren't I? Yeah. I don't like cherry pickers. Not a fan.
What kind of response are you expecting from the crowd and the 48 people who are coming to support you?
A lot of screaming. A hell of a lot of screaming. A lot of dancing around. Very, very hyper 48 people. I look forward to it. I'm going to freak out up there. I'm literally going to get up there and think, oh my God, what am I doing? What the hell am I doing? And freak out a little bit. But this teaches you to apply for something you're not sure you can do. I hope you think more carefully about applying to things in the future.
What do you think you're going to take away from the experience?
I can get up on a plinth and speak. I'm hoping I can speak. I hope to God I can speak to people. But yeah, the fact that I've actually got on a plinth in front of God knows how many people are actually going to be out there, including people I know relatively to very, very well, is quite a big thing for me. Saying that I thought I was coming on my own and then college just bring it on me. Oh yeah, we're doing a trip to come and see you. Yo, what? That's pretty much how it went. I'm excited though. Nervous. Incredibly nervous. Really, 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 really nervous. Oh dear. Like this game.
What are you planning on doing when you come down?
Screaming a lot, ringing my mum and telling her it's over and I've just smudged my makeup. Oh well. Screaming a lot. A lot. And going home and sleeping, seeing as I've been up since 5 this morning. I'm not happy. Well, I am happy, but I'm not happy because I'm tired. Nervous. Really nervous.
Is there anything else you'd like to say about you, about what you're doing? About
I'm fantastic! And I'm wearing really bad makeup. That's about it.
Okay.
And I'm nervous. I've said that a lot.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Sound.